producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Man, I am feeling well rested over the Thanksgiving holiday. Had my awesome bacon turkey, bacon wrapped turkey. If you were following me on social media, you saw it. It was brilliant. It was awesome. I mean, couldn't have asked for a better Thanksgiving meal. And one of the reasons I love bacon, and I talked about this just a little bit on my social media, one of the reasons I love bacon comes out of Texas. 105-year-old woman from Richland, Texas, says that the key to long life is bacon. She says, and I quote, "I love bacon. I eat it every day." 105 years old. So if it's good enough for her, it's great for me. I'm Leon Francis, your host for the Common Sense Club on a little chilly, negative 11 degrees. minus. I think I said negative last week and somebody ripped me about it. So minus 11 degrees feels like minus at 24 degrees here in Fargo. Fair out, but very, very cold. Out there in Tioga, it is minus 13 degrees. Feels like minus 25. We do have a couple of wind chill advisories until about noon. Well, 10 a.m. anyway, this morning. So wind chill values 25 below to 35 below zero. Wow. Think about that. A wind chill advisory, if you don't know what that means, it means that very, very cold air and winds will combine to generate low wind chills. This will result in frostbite and lead to hyperthermia if precautions are not taken. And if you got to go outside, make sure you wear appropriate clothing. That's hat and gloves and layers. That's something I learned being a transplant here to North Dakota. You got a layer, man. If you don't, you are not dressed appropriately. Just think about it. And out there in Tioga, same thing. You guys have a wind chill advisory also. Dangerous wind chills continuing across North Dakota this morning. The coldest wind chills are around 40 below. And they're possible very far north. Wind chills as cold as 35 below can be expected in other parts of North Dakota. So make sure you cover all exposed skin if you're outdoors. Carry a winter survival kit if you're planning on traveling. So, Scott, if you're planning on traveling, and I know you're zipping around the state pretty regularly, make sure you have that winter kit, that winter survival kit in the trunk. It's going to be cold, being my meaning anyway. So, couple of really, really big stories over this Thanksgiving weekend, one of which I talked about on social media, had opened up a conversation about it, and I'm going to be on Chris Berg's 6:30 Point of View tonight to talk about this very issue. It's like a mini Ferguson debate going on right here in Fargo. So I don't know if you heard this. Over there at Fargo South, there was a kid. He's walking with his friends. They got their pants sagging down in the traditional thug wear type deal. And a school resource officer asked him, you know, to pull up his pants. You got to do it. It's the dress code, that sort of thing. And the school has a dress code policy that says, you know, you wear your pants appropriately. We don't want to see your underwear, man. Nobody does. But anyway, this little thug in training, well, his friend pulled up his pants as per the officer's warning and as per the school's dress code. But the other kid didn't. Got a little mouthy with the police officer, with the school resource officer anyway. And so the school resource officer says, hey, then, you know, you got to go to the office and this, that, and the other thing. You can't be walking around with your pants on the ground. We should have came in with that bumper, as a matter of fact, pants on the ground. And the kid refused. So what is the officer supposed to do in that situation? What would you do? You're the school resource officer. You got two kids. They're little thugs in the making. They got the pants hanging down around their knees. And you go and you say, hey, guys, you know, get the pants up. You know, it's the school dress code, that sort of thing. And they tell you no. You tell them, hey, well, if you're not going to listen to me, you got to go to the office, you know, get this sorted out, whatever. And they just flat out tell you no. They're like, no, we're not. I'm not going to the office. You know, what are you going to do? And I'm, what would your response be? The officer's response was, so he grabs the kid, and I guess in an attempt to steer him to the office, and the kid wasn't having it. And the end result was the kid was taken to ground, handcuffed, and taken to juvie, where he spent what is expected to be 2 weeks in juvie, meaning he wasn't home enjoying a bacon-wrapped turkey like I was. So, like clockwork, you know, the news media is there. The mom is all upset. The mom is like, you know, it should never happen, this and that. A police officer should never put his hands on a kid, blah, blah, blah. And my take on the whole thing is, if this was my son and that police officer did the same thing, I'd commend him. I would probably take the police officer out for dinner with my son in attendance just to show my son that, hey, one, your behavior is not acceptable in any way, shape, form, or fashion. And not only now do you have a problem with the school and this resource officer, you got a problem with me. And that's what I said on my social media. And I'm thinking, this is just a hint, that a lot of folks in the Fargo-Moorhead area agree with me because I got like 300-some-odd likes on this. I mean, that is nuts. So I want to thank you for blowing up my social media with some common sense. But, again, you got a kid that's being disruptive. And I'm going to bring out some more facts on 630 Point of View, like the fact that this kid was not a model kid. As a matter of fact, he was a little thug in training. And when we look at incidents like the Mike Brown incident down there in Ferguson, and the mom is upset, and I have absolutely no doubt that the race hustlers are already in her ear, already telling her, you know, hey, you know, you could do something about this. They see dollar signs. I guarantee it. I think this isn't a failure, and I do have a couple of problems with not what the police officer did, the resource officer did. I have a problem with the way they came out and addressed it to the media, and we're going to talk about that tonight, and if I have time today, we're going to talk about a couple of issues that I saw there, but in my humble opinion, I have absolutely no problem with this officer taking this kid to ground. If it was my kid, I would still be behind this mic saying, I agree with the officer. You got to head off the thug life, the thug mentality, any way, shape, form, or fashion at every level. We were talking about a couple of months ago the gang presence here in Fargo, or in the North Dakota area. Now, I don't know if you know it, notice this, but Fargo is not a thug state or city. North Dakota is not a thug state. It's one of the reasons why I'm raising my kids here, It's because I don't want to. I could have raised my kids in Kansas City or in New Orleans, but I did not want that mentality, that thug mentality that's pervasive in the school systems down there. Didn't want it. So I'm raising my kids here. So to me, I thank the Fargo Police Department for doing everything that they possibly can to discourage this whole thug mentality. Don't want it here. And my message to the mom is, one, monitor your kids' Facebook, because I saw some very disturbing things on this kid's Facebook page. And two, if you agree with your kid and he wants to be a thug, move back to Minneapolis or Chicago, where that sort of thing is not so frowned upon, where you got a lot more of that. We don't want it here in Fargo. And that's my message. We'll be right back with Blanky DeCullum and Ellen Ratner right after this.
What's on your mind? So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Did you know by age 50, half of all men have an enlarged prostate? This means more urges to urinate, longer bathroom trips, waking at night to urinate, or issues with sex. If this sounds familiar, call us now, because we're shipping free bottles of Super Beta Prostate to listeners of this station. Super Beta Prostate is a non-prescription formula guaranteed to reduce the symptoms of your enlarged prostate. It's yours free. Pay only shipping and handling. Just call 1-800-569-4056. In clinical trials, the ingredient in Super Beta Prostate was shown to reduce urges to urinate, improve bladder emptying, reduce waking at night to urinate, and improve quality of life. This Super Beta Prostate free offer is for listeners of this station, but it won't last. Don't wait. Just call 1-800-569-4056. That's 1-800-569-4056. Call 1-800-569-4056.
It's not always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7, 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. Valleyimports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Welcome back. Wow, I need a cough button, I think. I'm Leon Francis, your host for the Common Sense Club. We have Blanky DeCullum on the line, well rested off of her Thanksgiving vacation, to talk a little common sense with us. How you doing, Blanky?
Thanks. She should be there any second.
Oh, Ellen should be there any second? Good deal.
Any second. So you have a little cough, is that right?
A slight cough.
A little brandy, a little teeny sip of brandy with a little lemon, that should take care of it.
I don't know. I think Scott Hannon would frown on me bringing a snifter of brandy in. But thanks for the suggestion. How was your Thanksgiving?
Yeah, it was wonderful. You think I'm kidding on that, you know, and I've had to work on air, and I've had very bad laryngitis coming. Just a little teeny bit, because I'm not a drinker at all. And believe me, I'm a wuss. But that will save your pipe.
Good deal. I'm going to remember that the next time I have a slight cough. Ellen, are you there?
I am here. I am.
Good deal. What do you think of Blanquita's suggestion of a tiny sip of brandy for my cough here?
Well, I'm against alcohol, so what can I say?
Oh, okay.
What do you expect, right?
Oh, wow. A couple of questions. And Ellen, I don't know if I asked you. I asked Blanquita. How was your Thanksgiving weekend?
It was great, but I ate too much. So I've been working at the gym.
I say it was great because I ate so much. I had a bacon-wrapped turkey. So I'm fine. I'm feeling pain.
We discussed this. You know that everybody knows the day after Thanksgiving, you're supposed to turn back your stale 10 pounds.
Ah, I just never stepped on one to begin with.
Ah.
I've never seen a picture of you.
I am not a big... Ellen, you and I and Scott took a picture, and I'm going to post it on my social media just so... So check out my social media sometime during the day. You, I, and Scott were at an IHOP here in Fargo, North Dakota. I forget how long it was, a couple of years ago. So you've seen me.
I have. Well, you know, my problem is when I lost my right eye, I lost my visual memory.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I don't know if you're like
that. So I would not remember. You know, I've gone up to people 5 minutes after I've met them and reintroduced myself to them. It's not pretty.
Okay.
I want to ask both of you a couple of questions here. One, to deal with the Ray Rice situation. I know you're not big football fans and that sort of thing, but I just want to, in the broader context, he won his appeal. Should he still play for the Ravens?
Well, you know, I've seen interviews with his wife. I mean, that is one messed up marriage one way or the other. And I don't know whether he should play or not. I will tell you that I don't know if he's any good. But, of course, me, I'm such a lefty liberal that I think football ought to be outlawed. So that's just my view.
Oh, wow. Blanquita?
You know, my dad used to play for USC. He was one of the Trojans. He played in the Rose Bowl, won the gold medal. Yeah, I think, you're innocent until proven guilty. I don't know. I mean, is she going to be quiet just because she wants the money? You know, people have dysfunctional relationships all the time. But, boy, I don't know. I mean, you know, that's a tough one.
And I'm going to put that out to the folks because I don't know how I feel about it.
Yeah.
You know, so I'm going to put that out. 855-217-76 extension 2. Get you live on air. Well, let me know if you think that Ray Rice, after winning his suspension, the appeal, whether or not he should play again for the Panthers. The Ravens.
Are you going to be in everybody's bedroom? That's the question, too. Look, if he wins the appeal, and, you know, obviously it would be horrible if this guy is such a brute, he ends up hurting his wife, but the fact of the matter is, how far do we go in getting into people's bedrooms to monitor? I don't know. I mean, I'm still shocked that woman who wrote that book and talked about molesting her sister, girls, where you have everyone that's completely Paul, the Bill Cosby, this Lena Dunham, they've done nothing. So is it okay if it's a woman that writes a book about molesting her sister and she gets a pass, and then you get Bill Cosby? We're kind of got this weird thing going, but we have a weird sense of justice.
Yeah, nothing makes sense nowadays. It used to be a pretty cut and dry society, and now not so much. I mean, some things are excused, some things are not, that sort of thing. I don't know. Another thing that's kind of crazy to me, and maybe you girls can help me out with this, the gender neutral toys thing. I mean, there's a story saying that parents are shopping more for gender neutral toys. Where do you stand on that, Ellen? Like me, I see no problem with buying trucks and Marvel comic books and things like that for my son, and you know, the Barbies and whatever. If my daughter wants more Marvel comics, I'm gonna buy them for her, or Tonka trucks or whatever. But should there be this push for gender neutral toys?
Well, I mean, is a truck a gender neutral toy? I think so, because I think there can be women truck drivers, just like we're moving women into combat in the military. So, what is gender neutral? I don't know.
Well,
good point.
I think we're making it so complicated for little children just to be kids. I mean, if they want a Tonka truck, get them a Tonka truck. If they want a Barbie, get them a Barbie. I mean, why make their lives so complicated based upon the adult problems and the adult agenda, and let kids just be kids? I mean, you've got kids that are suspended from school for drawing a picture of a gun. I mean, it's silly. And I think at some point the adults need to step out and let the children be children with some innocence and have fun.
And see, that's where I'm at. I mean, when I was a kid, I played with an Easy Bake Oven. It was my sister's, and my brother and I ate so many of those little muffins that we got sick. I don't think you could even make those things nowadays without the,
yeah,
you know.
You can buy an Easy Bake Oven. And the fact of the matter is, when you make it like it's not such a big identity issue. Now, if a kid has a problem, there should be gender-neutral toys available. But I think that we make a bigger problem.
Kids just want to have fun.
I think what a gender-neutral toy is these days.
And that's a great point, Ellen.
Well, the funny thing is a gender-neutral toy is really like an old-fashioned toy that doesn't have a pee-pee or a little, you know, it's like a little toy that doesn't have any assignment. The only thing that it may have is long hair. But then, you know, we've made our own hang-ups, children's hang-ups.
I say get your kid a hoop and a stick. There you go. Gender neutral all the way around. Thanks for coming on the Common Sense Club and imparting your wisdom for us here in the heartland. Thank you, Ellen. Thank you, Blanquita.
Thank you.
We'll be right back with Rob Port of Say Anything Blog to talk about oil here in North Dakota.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Chase on the Lake, one of Minnesota's premier resorts on the shores of Leech Lake in beautiful Walker, Minnesota, is calling you home for the holidays. That's right. The holidays can be a little stressful, so Chase on the Lake is offering a variety of packages to ease that stress. My favorite is the Griswold Christmas Package. We're talking about an ugly sweater contest, a permit to cut down your very own Christmas tree, and so much more. You'll have a blast. Go to the Chase website. All the packages offer great savings and a variety of activities. Far too many to mention here, so here's what I'd love for you to do. Check out their website, chaseonthelake.com, and click on the packages link. You'll find the Griswold Christmas package, the New Year's spa package, ice fishing, and so many more. A great time at a great resort whenever it fits your schedule. Chaseonthelake.com. Just click on packages, and the stress relief is free. You choose the Griswold package, I may have a sweater for you. Chase on the Lake, Leech Lake, Walker, Minnesota, or call them at 888-CHASE-06.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you have relatives and friends that are convinced there is no need ever to prepare for any kind of emergency? Are these also folks you buy Christmas presents for? At 30dayfoodsupply.com, we can solve both of these problems at the same time. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010. We can ship your Christmas presents directly to them. Choose from our original $99 30-day food supply, our long-term storage vegan burger mixes, and other oatmeal, soups, porridges, beans, and granolas for everyday use. All products are non-GMO, MSG-free, and vegetarian. Most are gluten, soy, and nut-free. Call 541-229-0010 today. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low, cutting out the middleman by buying directly from their producers in Oregon. Remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com. Call 541-229-0010. 30dayfoodsupply.com, 541-229-0010.
Welcome back. This is the Common Sense Club. I am your host, Leon Francis, on this fabulous, fabulous fair morning here in Fargo, North Dakota. That's, I like to say sunny, Southside Fargo, but it's like negative 11 degrees here right now, so it doesn't feel all that warm and cuddly anyway. Rob Port's on the line from Say Anything Blog of Fame. Rob Port. Had a couple of articles a week or two ago about the New York Times doing a little hit piece on North Dakota and our oil industry and that sort of thing. And so I wanted to have him on to talk about a couple of follow-up articles that kind of piqued my attention. So I want to welcome Rob Port, Say Anything Blog, to the Common Sense Club.
Good morning, Leon.
Good morning, Rob. But before we get into your blog postings, I want to ask you just an off-the-cuff question. I want to know your feelings, and be as brief as you want to be, on North Dakota's blue laws. You think that it's time for them to go? You think that they're fine the way they are? You think it's free markets? What is the Rob Port take on North Dakota blue laws?
Yeah, well, the blue laws could be a pretty broad category. I guess if you're talking about things like, when we're allowed to sell liquor and when retail stores of that are allowed to open, I believe in the free market. I think it should be up to store owners to dictate their own, open and close hours depending on, their evaluations of what public demand is. I really don't see what we're accomplishing by the government, shutting down stores at certain times or whatever. I think it's an anachronism from another age that doesn't need to exist anymore.
Okay, and see, that's about where I am, too. And I guess a bunch of folks were a little upset, that they couldn't buy alcohol on Thanksgiving. And it continues to baffle me why, you have to wait till noon to go to certain places in Fargo, yet you can go and buy a beer at a bar.
In Minot here, I don't know if other Walmarts do it. In Minot here, there's always a big sign on Sunday morning sitting out in front of their store saying that in accordance with North Dakota law, they can't be open before noon. Or part of their store, like they can have the grocery side open, but the other part of their store can't be open before noon. And it's just a strange thing. And again, I sympathize with people wanting to not have, alcohol. Well, let's face it, alcohol presents problems in our society, but does anyone really think that those sorts of laws are preventing people from getting alcohol? Like, does anyone think that this is diminishing problem drinking? Because I really don't think it is. In fact, I think most dedicated alcoholics are probably stocked up to get around the blue laws.
I guess that means I'm not an accomplished alcoholic because I ran out on Thanksgiving.
Right. Well, that's what ends up impacting. It's not the alcoholic. It's the guy who just wants a bottle of wine for dinner.
Right. There you go. And this should come as no surprise to anyone. The New York Times used seriously misleading numbers for the North Dakota oil spill. That's one of your blog postings on Say Anything blog. I want you to open that up for the folks and explain it.
Yeah, well, you know, I think by now everybody's heard of the New York Times and the two-part series about oil production in the Bakken, and the premise of their article was that North Dakota has too loose regulations, or we're letting the oil industry get away with too many spills and things like that. And, you know, the problem with that narrative is that at the crux of it, what they're basing that analysis on is the idea that spills in North Dakota, oil spills and what have you, are actually getting worse. And the data that they used is they looked at the number of wells that have been created and are pumping in North Dakota versus the amount of oil spills. And what they said is that the number of spills have gone up some ridiculous percentage, like 640%, whereas wells have only gone up like 200% or something like that. So obviously what they're applying is the rate of spills per well is going up. But that's misleading. Oil wells do not produce uniform amounts of oil. Some wells produce a great deal of oil. Other wells don't produce any oil. Sometimes they bust out. So the problem with comparing that is that it's sort of like basing the number of traffic accidents or traffic fatalities on the number of licensed drivers. That really doesn't tell us anything because there's a lot of people who have their driver's license who don't really drive that much at all, and there's some who drive a great deal. So the real metric to use is not the number of spills per well, but the number of spills per barrel of oil produced. And if we look at that metric, the amount of barrels, the number of barrels per oil of oil produced in North Dakota has actually increased 940% during that time window that the New York Times is using, meaning that the incidence of spills per barrel of oil pumped has actually decreased about 25%. So if the Times depicts the problem getting worse, it's actually a problem that's improved.
So, again, and I, Scott Hannon and Chris Berg and I, and Dan Wogsland, I think it was, discussed this on a 630 Point of View. And I think Scott, made a similar, comparison. He, by saying that, you know, the spills are not going up. And this seems like they have an agenda, going forward. It's like you said, it's actually, if you're using their math, number of spills per barrel of oil produced actually went down by 25%. Think about that. And something else you brought out in your Say Anything blog posting was the fact that 80% of these spills occur on the drilling pad. And that's according to the Department of Mineral Resources. And that those pads are prepared. That's an area prepared for those types of spills. So those spills have like zero impact on the environment. And the New York Times is not getting that information out to the folks. But I want to ask you another question about another blog posting that I saw. You think that the lawmakers need to help American oil companies compete with OPEC. Why is that? And what would that look like?
Well, right, and I, you know, obviously from the title, it almost kind of sounds like I'm calling for subsidies for the oil industry, which I'm not. I think what we need to do is tear down some of the barriers to true competition that exists in the United States. You know, a couple of them I think are just common sense. You know, one is build the damn pipeline at this point. You know, I think unfortunately the Obama administration obstruction of the Keystone Pipeline has served as sort of a symbolic move that has inspired protests of other pipelines. To the point where we're seeing the Sandpiper pipeline from North Dakota to Wisconsin get, you know, sort of filibustered by the state of Minnesota. You know, so I think that's an issue. I think that if we had more infrastructure, North Dakota shale play would be more competitive with, you know, Middle Eastern oil. I think also that the tax rate here in North Dakota, I know the Democrats have tried to make it, you know, reforming the oil tax to be this sort of political third rail. But, you know, really the problem is if oil gets down to below, you know, $52 a barrel for 5 months, and there's some experts saying it could do that, not only would North Dakota suffer from reduced production due to that lower price, but the oil still being produced in the state would be taxed at about half the rate because there's a trigger in the existing law that if oil gets down that low for 5 months, we cut the tax rate in half. That's bad for North. That's bad for the state of North Dakota. That's a serious hit to revenues that we would take. I think what the oil industry would like is to pin the overall rate at a lower rate and then just go with a flat rate to tax them. Now, that's been painted as being unreasonable and a stop to the oil industry, but I really don't think it is. And I think the third thing that we could do is we could open up America to exporting unrefined oil and gas. Right now, I don't think a lot of people understand that American refiners have a sort of monopoly where domestic oil and gas producers are not allowed to export their unrefined product. The only place they can really sell it so that it can be exported is to a refinery that then turns it into gasoline or other products or whatever, and then export. That's great for the refiners. That's not and great for the huge oil companies that have a refinery capacity as a part of their overall structure. But for independents like the oil companies operating in North Dakota, like Continental Resources and others, that's not so good. Because basically they can't say, okay, well, I don't want to sell it to a refiner in the United States. I'm going to ship my oil over here to be refined. They're not currently allowed to do that. And I think that ending that restriction would create a broader market for oil and gas produced in the United States that would put them on a more secure footing with other, with OPEC, basically.
Right. Right. Okay. And something else that I wanted to ask you is about Jack Dalrymple. You think he should be a lot more vocal, especially when in lieu of the New York Times article and the fact that and I concur that if oil prices are stay the way that they are, it might not be so good for us here in North Dakota, but. That aside, do you think that Jack Dalrymple, our governor, should come out and speak out more about the benefits of North Dakota and what's going on here in the Bakken, especially in light of the New York Times article?
Well, yeah. I mean, if North Dakota's approach to regulating oil and gas is going to come under attack, and it is, the New York Times, I think, is going to be pounding this drum for at least the next year, then, our top elected official in the state needs to come out and explain what our approach is and explain why it's working, and because I think it is working. And Governor Dalrymple didn't do that. He did not grant an interview to the New York Times. Some people saying that's okay because the Times wasn't going to produce a fair report anyway, but I disagree. He should have engaged the Times. He shouldn't have left them a vacuum that they could fill with their perception of how North Dakota is regulating oil and gas. I mean, this is the defining issue of Governor Dalrymple's term in office. Right? I mean, the oil boom is the biggest thing to have happened in North Dakota while Governor Dalrymple's been in office. His signature set of policies, the way he's handled the impact of the oil boom and this monstrous surge in oil and gas production, and if his approach to that's going to come out under attack, he's got to get out front and explain it. And not just for himself, not just to benefit himself politically, but to protect North Dakota's way of doing business. This is what North Dakotans have voted for. You know, the complaints that the Times brings up are not new, but North Dakotans have voted for this. Now, it's up to Governor Dalrymple to defend it. So far, I think he's doing a poor job.
I agree. One other question I want to ask. So the littlest port, your kid, gender-neutral toy. What type of gender-neutral toy is she going to get?
Layla?
Yeah.
I'm not sure. We tend to think that Layla can play with whatever she wants. You know, if she likes superheroes, she plays the superheroes. If she likes My Little Pony, she plays My Little Pony. She gets what she wants.
Good deal.
She gets what she wants.
Thanks, Rob Fort. Say Anything Blog. We'll be right back with more of
hundreds of our listeners have been in the Miracle Chair. Many of them have purchased the Miracle Chair because it works. Jerry Breyer is here. He's brought the Miracle Chair to North Dakota. You can see it online at miraclechair.net. You can take a test drive yourself and actually sit in this and feel it work. State-of-the-art massage lounger for the ultimate experience. Jerry, talk about what people tell you about these Miracle Chairs.
Well, you know, we've sold quite a few of them, but it's amazing. The feedback is 100% positive. I've never sold anything where I've had 100% positive. Well, yeah, gold and silver is pretty much 100%. But it's really interesting, particularly with the ladies. They get in that chair and they don't want to get out. Because what the chair does, it massages your feet, your legs, your thighs, your back, your arms, your neck, all at the same time.
Relaxed to zero, state-of-the-art design. It's the Miracle Chair. Online at miraclechair.net or call 701-746-9950, 701-746-9950 today.
The knowledge of the ancients, tried and true, trusted herbs and extracts, fused with the latest nutraceutical science. Introducing the all-new Ancient Defense Herbal Immunity Blend, crafted with over 14 key ancient herbs and extracts to supercharge and prepare your body for what experts admit is the most dangerous season of the year. We have rejected hundreds of other formulations in our quest to bring you what is simply the most powerful and comprehensive proprietary formula that we have ever created in the realm of herbal immunity. For the last 2 years, our team has been working with top doctors, nutritionists, and chemists to develop the ultimate nutraceutical formulation. Experience the benefits of combining over 14 ancient herbs and extracts with exciting new advances in nutraceutical science. Now is the time to secure Ancient Defense for you and your family. Visit AncientDefense.com or call 888-253-3139. That's AncientDefense.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Three square meals you'll need in an emergency. So the Freeze Dry Guys three square meal unit sale is just a ticket. A variety pack of tasty, nourishing breakfast, lunch, and dinner on sale now. Breakfast is Freeze Dry Guys' favorite. Hot oatmeal and sweet dehydrated bananas. Lunch is Mountain House freeze-dried hot macaroni and cheese and crisp green beans. And dinner is Mountain House long grain wild rice pilaf and hearty beef stew, vegetables, and gravy. Call Freeze Dry Guy and ask for details on the 126 serving three square meals unit. One case normally $164.37, sale price at only $138.90. Save over $25. Get two or three cases and save even more. Or ask about Freeze Dry Guys Fall Chili Special. Always free shipping to lower 48 states. Call 866-404-3663 or click freezedryguy.com. And hurry, the Fall Chili Special and three square meals unit are on sale while supplies last. From the Freeze Dry Guy, the finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available for long term storage, period.
Covered a couple of interesting topics on today's kind of chilly Common Sense Club edition of the Common Sense Club here. Scott Ann and Todd Mitchell will on the top of the hour will be coming in with what's on your mind. And I guess that's what I want to know. What's on your mind this morning? 855-217-76. What's on my mind is the Fargo South story. Lil Ferguson in Fargo. I think that it's not too big a stretch to say that we could very well have an incident where outside influence, outside influences come to bear right here, because I believe that's what happened in at Fargo South. Again, I looked at the kids' my Facebook page, and a lot of the gang signs that I saw, a lot of the friends were from Minneapolis and Chicago, the little gangsters. And I think there is absolutely nothing wrong with the Fargo Police Department heading this thing off at the pass. I think that if you're in school, your pants shouldn't be on the ground. They should be up, cinched staunchly with a belt of some kind, and you should present yourself like a man, not as a thug in training. Anyway, I mean, that's one of the primary ways, in my humble opinion, we will, stop another Michael Brown incident from happening. Parents, you need to, one, monitor your kids' Facebook. Two, monitor their friends. I saw a lot of disturbing things on this Facebook page. And three, when the authorities do something like this, back them up. I mean, they shouldn't have to feel like, oh man, I can't do anything because some parent will be in here, suing me, or I'll have to go through review or any of that stuff. You know, parents should be parents, and this kid should in no way, shape, form, or fashion feel comfortable enough of breaking the rules and then, kind of puffing his chest out because he doesn't believe that this officer can do anything. I think that is a huge problem, in my humble opinion. 855-200-1776, extension 2. And again, my opinion, if this was my son, there's no way I'd be on the, media saying, the officer is wrong and that sort of thing. I would commend. I'd find every media outlet I could and say, yep, that officer did exactly what I would have done. Period. And my son is better off for it. We don't want thugs here. Don't need them here. A lot of us moved here to get away from that element. We'll choose to raise our kids here to get away from that element. And that's just my opinion. We actually have a voicemail of someone that is giving us a little history on the whole pants sagging. Oh, you don't think we should? Okay, there we go. It is not the history of the pants sagging is not a pretty thing. So it's probably not even radio friendly, family friendly. So there you go. I'll say this. I won't even say that. But the fact of the matter is, if you're in school, focus on your learning, focus on the three R's, and less on, the whole thug mentality, the thug lifestyle, that sort of thing. That's what's going to save a lot of lives, a lot of hurt, a lot of grief, a lot of tax subsidies going to subsidize people that, should have just had a really good upbringing. Had someone, to pray for them and to guide them. And once in a while, I give you a little smack upside the head and say, hey, this is not the way we behave, and, you're not going to get away with it. See nothing wrong with that. See nothing wrong with the school resource officer also. A couple of questions, and I want you guys to keep it open, keep it going in the What's on Your Mind segment. Want to hear some opinions, and I have my radio locked. It's AM 1100, so as I'm driving, I'll hear it. But three questions that I really want to hear North Dakota's take on. One, the Fargo South incident. Two, the Ray Rice suspension appeal successfully. Should a team pick him up? Should he play ball? I mean, he won his appeal, and I'm positive that Scott will bring out the facts in that. But basically, the judge said that it was an arbitrary firing, basically. So, do you think that Ray Rice is right and he should play ball again? And what team is going to pick him up, I guess, would be my question. But do you think he should get back in the game and play ball, given that his appeal was successful? Again, that's one of, and the blue laws, really one, because that is a North Dakota thing. Really want to get your take on the blue laws. After, you know, we had a couple people over. Mark, the Freedom Poet, celebrated Thanksgiving with my family, and I was ecstatic. That guy has a special blend of humor, wit, and wisdom that is just, like, bar none, the best, hands down. I want to thank you for that. But couldn't find a good bottle of wine on Thursday because of the, you know, blue laws. Let me know what you think on what's on your mind coming up right after this break.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
For all our loyal listeners, it's time for another giveaway. Over the next 30 days, our friends at SupernaturalSilver.com are giving away six 16-ounce Supernatural Silver liquid valued at nearly $100 per bottle, or their skin and body gel priced at $49.98. All you have to do is enter and win at GCNLive.com. Hurry, contest ends December 5th. GCN can give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with the Supernatural Silver giveaway at GCNLive.com.
This holiday season, give the gift that keeps on giving, an in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. With your very own freeze dryer, you'll be able to freeze dry the food your family loves. Because we live in uncertain, difficult times, what better way to show your love for your family than to buy them a gift that helps them preserve food they can use now or in 25 years? Go to HarvestRight.com and find out how you can get your in-home freeze dryer. Layaway is available. That's HarvestRight.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign. Design, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.